Okay, so the last thing I think we're talking was the Tosfos about Ella, about Rav Sheshet says that parents need about bracha lefneim and lacharim. And Rav Sheshet added that ella chadovers that needs a bracha lefneim and not a bracha lacharav, except for pasav abekistin. So Tosfos learns pasav abekistin means pasav abekistin in the sudah, b'toich ha-sudah. And Tosfos says the reason why it doesn't need a bracha lefneim is because it's a davar mu'ud. Since it's a davar mu'ud, so Birchas HaMazon patters it. The entire Rosh Hashanah is since it's lekinuach sudah and it's a davar mu'ud, so Birchas HaMazon patters it. Chayim means since it's a davar mu'ud, so it's more able to be nitpal to be tuffle to the sudah. Ordinarily, parents are not tuffle to the sudah. That we'll see later. Parents are not tuffle to. Oh, I'm sorry. Passive of a kissing. Ordinarily, passive of a kissing apparently, or put it that way, had it not been a davar mu'ud, passive of a kissing would not be tuffle to the sudah, because it's a davar mu'ud, it's able to be Tafel to the Sudah. Tosfos adds, what about Pasaris and Pasdochen? Also, he's a Brochel of Fon of an Ara Brochel Achov. So, why isn't that also a why didn't Rav Sheshet include that? So, Tosfos says, that's altogether different. It doesn't need a Brochel Achov, not because Birchas HaMazon patters it. Doesn't need a Brochel Achov, because altogether Pasaris and Pasdochen don't need a Brochel Achov, just a Brochel Achas, just a Baron of Foshe Shabbos. So, that's why it doesn't, that's why, you know, it's that the fact is true. But for a different reason entirely, because even if you ate it outside of the Suda, it would need a bracha lefanav and not a bracha l'achrav. So that's why Rav Sheshet just didn't include it. So, yeah, we were grappling with the question, what's the problem from Pasaris and Pasdeichen altogether? Pasaris and Pasdeichen is Dvarim HaBoyim, is by Tosfos' definition, it's Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSudah. Tosfos learns later on that Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSudah means Bosa, Dogim, Mine Kdera, all kinds of meal foods. And Rav Papa says, the halacha is that they don't need it, not a bracha lefanav, but not a bracha l'achrav. We don't find that Rav Sheshet argues about that. Rav Sheshet argues about Peres. Mechatesi argues about Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas HaSudah. So Pasaris and Pasdeichen doesn't even need a bracha rishayna. So of course it's nothing to do with the case. It's not doing with a passive obekistin. Passive obekistin, the way Rashi learns, like cookies. Cookies lachar not dvarim habayim machmas hasuda. So they need a bracha lefneim, and they would need a bracha achayim also, except that birchas hamazon petrosin, because it's a davar mut. But Pasaris and Pasdeichen, which is lachar mamisha a meal food, so it's dvarim habayim machmas hasuda. So it shouldn't even need a bracha rishayna. That was the problem that we were grappling with. So I thought maybe, I don't remember how much I said before Purim, but I thought maybe you could say like this. Then Mrs. Tosfos Rashi asks another kashin Rashi, which Tosfos B'Yos doesn't ask. Tosfos Rashi asks in Rashi, comes out according to Rashi, that Pasav B'Kisnin, even outside of a Suda, after benching, Pasav B'Kisnin, Be'etzim does not need a bracha achas main shalosh. Rashi is such a davar mu'ud, Chazal were not matin it to bracha achas main shalosh. Doesn't even need an alamich. So Tosfos asks later on in the next Amud, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, passive abekistin, if the bracha is mezainus or hamaitzi. There's a man d'omer that passive abekistin is hamaitzi mamish. So he asks, how could it be? Man akotze lakotze. We have a man d'omer in the Gemara that passive abekistin is lechem mamish and needs hamaitzi. It needs hamaitzi mislam, it needs brichas hamazon. And we have Rav Sheshet telling me the passive, so that the Rav Sheshet says that it's not hamaitzi, it's mezainus, fine. The Gemara d'apen beis, we know it's machlokes. If passive abekistin is hamaitzi or mezainus. But to say that it's from one extreme to the other, that we have a Manda Omer in the Gemara that the Pasav Abekistin is Hamaisi, and then we have a Sheshu saying that not only is it Mizoinus, but it doesn't even need a Bracha Chayin at all, that seems to be too, how could he go from one extreme to the other? That's the Tezeros HaSagan Rash. So, we'll talk maybe when we get to that sugi about Rashi. I thought maybe the pshat for Rashi is that Rashi said two things about Pasav Abekistin. First of all, Rashi said that Pasav Abekistin is ublish. Ublish means wafers. And then Tosfos added, "V'yesh ha'isin ha'isin k'min tzipayim v'ilonas v'echam davamuot k'mteichin ha'isin t'havan ha'ayvi v'egayzim v'shkeidim." It could be that ublish be'etzem does not mean that there's a lot of shkedim and egoism and so on. Ublish means wafers. That, anyway, I once researched, ublish means wafers. Then Mrs. Tosfos And the next Amma, Taisus of Lachmanius, Taisus thinks that that talks about Lachmanius, same thing as Pasuk of Abakisna, but Taisus can't be Ublish, because Ublish is Pasha that it's Amaitzi. If it can't even be Madama that it's Mazinus. Ublish Taisus is wafers, Tom. It's thin wafers, just flour and water. It's nothing to do with having a lot of Shkedim and so on. Rashi's saying the Pasuk of Abakisna we're talking about here, number one, it's a wafer. And number two, sometimes on these wafers, they make sipayim and vilonos. They make all kinds of cookie shapes, and they put in a lot of shkedim, and they make it cookie-like, and that's the pasuk of b'kistin that we're talking about in Agamar, and that's the pasuk of b'kistin. That's about that doesn't need a bracha achas men shalosh, and maybe such a pasuk of b'kistin is for sure not a mitzvah. The Gemara later on that says pasuk of b'kistin is machlekes if it's a mitzvah mezaynus. Maybe that's talking. They're asking also is ublish, but their pasuk of b'kistin. There, the passive of a kisim. Maybe that means it's time ublish without the shkedim and the gezim and so on. That might be hamitzi. Akapanim. Well, maybe we'll revisit that when we get to the sugya passive of a kisim on Daf Mem Beis. But linyaneinu, I see from the Tosfos Rosh that the Tosfos Rosh assumes that the passive of a kisim in the Gemara is the same passive of a kisim in the Gemara. No, it's Rashi. Maybe it's two different passive of a kisim. But you see in the Tosfos Rosh that he took for granted that the passive of a kisim in the Gemara is the same passive of a kiss that they have in the next Gemara, and there's a madama that is a mitzi. We don't hold the way it holds, but there's a madama that is a mitzi, meaning it's a bread like pass, something that's very bread like. If that's the case, then it could be that passive of a kiss in itself is dharma by Machmas Tussum. It's not a cookie like Rashi, it's like a cracker. And it could be that it's dharma by, anyway, you see, they eat it, but Shalis, if it's a Machmas Tussum. Could be the Tosfos holds that it's Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. Tosfos thinks that Pasuk of Bekistin is Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. It's Mizaynus thing, so it's like Minik Dera. And yet Rav Sheshes says that it needs a bracha lefanov. So you see from Rav Sheshes himself, Taka, that Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda need a bracha lefanov, not like a papa. The whole problem with Tosfos was, how did Tosfos know Mechatesi Rav Sheshes argues in their papa? Rav Sheshes argues in their papa about Paris. Mechatesi argues in her papa about Dvarim Abayim B'tai Chasud. About Dvarim Abayim, rather, Machmas Hasud. That was the problem in Taisus. Why invent a new machlaikas between Rav Sheshes and her papa? Il Mole Taisus, I would have said. There's no machlaikas about Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasud. But those of Ada don't need a bracha not lefneim and not lachareim. Pasaris vit pastoichen is Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasud. They don't need a bracha not lefneim and not lachareim. The machlaikas is about cookies. Cookies is not Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasud. So that's like Paris. So the machlaikas about Paris. Paris. Rav Papa thinks need a bracha lefneim and a bracha lachareim, and Rav Sheshes. Rav Papa thinks that Peiris need a bracha lefneim and not a bracha lachareim, and Rav Sheshes thinks that Peiris need a bracha lefneim and a bracha lachareim. And Pasuk of Bekistin really should be like cookies, but it seems it should be like fruit. Cookies should be like fruit, except since it's a dama mu'at, it doesn't need a bracha lach. That was my question. The answer is that maybe Tosfos learns that Pasuk of Bekistin is talking about not such a cookie. It's more like a cracker. It's more something that could be labeled the Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. And yet, Rav Sheshes says that it needs a bracha lefanov. So you already see from Pasuk of Bekistin that Rav Sheshes doesn't hold like a papa. And he holds that Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda need a bracha lefneim. So if they need a bracha lefneim, then they need a bracha lachreim also. Because ein lechadovar, then he's a bracha lefanov, and not a bracha lachreim. So mitoich the hechach of the sug itself, Tosfos saw that Rav Sheshes stuck a chelik in a papa in the din of Dvarim Abayim, in the din of Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. Anyway, let's go on in the Gemara. We spent a lot of time in Rav Sheshes. So we have in the Gemara another Madomber of Chia. So Kedot Gemara, Pligid Rav Chia, Domber of Chia, Pas Beteres Kol Mini Meichel, V'yayim Poyte Kol Mini Mashke. Rashi doesn't say anything in Rav Chia. Chia Behemes needs a Hezber. Why should it, the way Rashi learned the whole Sugya, why should we grapple this? We grapple this Behemes. How does Rav Chiya say that past potters kol mini meichel from bracha rishayna? Rashi sheet is that to be potter from bracha rishayna, it has to be toffel to the pass. That to be toffel to the pass, it has to be lelafis as a pass. And he was talking about Paris. Paris are not coming lelafis as a pass. Even if Tosfos needs a hesber, because Tosfos holds that to be potter from bracha rishayna, at least it has to be bo machmas hasuda. Talking about Paris are not Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. Anyway, in Rashi we grapple. In Rashi, it's a little bit strange. He doesn't say a hesbed and Rav Chiya. Why a dvarim? Why does pater? Why does pas pater kol mine Michael from bracha rishayna? Yeah, let's make this clear. The kash is more in, is stronger in Rashi than in Tosis. In Tosis, we already find the musa that something could be tuffle to the pass and be proper from bracha rishayna without being mamish to lafis as a pass. As long as it's connected to the suda, we find in your papa, according to Tosis your papa, anything that's connected to the suda is tuffle to the pass. So basar, dogim, minekdera, they're tuffle to the suda. Tosis holds automatically they're protestant from the pass as well. We'll talk more when we get there, papa. So Sheshis goes further, and he says that Paris are also tuffle to the suda. So I can hear Paris are also tuffle to the suda. Rav Papa doesn't think Paris are tuffle to the suda. They're not machmas the suda. They're betecha suda. They're not machmas the suda. So they can't be tuffle to the suda. But I could conceive that maybe Rav Chiya Taka holds is more makel, and Rav Chiya thinks that Paris are tuffle to the suda, and once they're tuffle to the suda, they're tuffle to the pass. The question is more acute than Rashi. Rashi holds in Rav Papa even. That in order that meat and potatoes are not tuffle to the pass. To be tuffle to the pass, it has to be lilafis is a pass. Peanut butter is tuffle to the pass. Something that you smear on the pass is tuffle to the, or something you put on the pass is tuffle to the pass. But foods that are eaten separately from the pass, Rashi holds in their pup at least, that they're not tuffle to the pass. And throughout the whole sugya, Rashi talks about tuffle to the pass as being things that are lilafis is a pass. So in Rashi, it's much more glaring. So what's the pshat in Avchir? Yeah, Paris. Paris are not coming lafis sepas. They're not even coming. They're not coming lafis sepas. So why should they be potter from bracha shayna? Maybe bracha choyna. Maybe bracha samos and petrosel. Like Rashi said in Rufun and Reb Nachman. But why in the world should they be potter from bracha rishayna? So that's a problem. We never really. We talked to maybe some suggestions. That's not really so clear. Let's put that in the back burner. Taisa says, Rav Chisa said two halachas. Pas potter kol minei mashke. Pas potter kol minei meichel. And yayin is potter kol minei mashke. Love places. B'yayin poyter kol minei mashke. B'chayim ayir b'yayin b'lo yisudu. Taisa says it's talking about not why that you're drinking in the middle of the suda. B'yayin pas. If we talk about your wine that you're drinking in the middle of the suda, he's saying the wine in the suda paters the coke in the middle of the suda. So typically the potalei pas. I don't need to pat. Forget the wine. The lechem paters the drinks in the suda because. I feel yayin rotz loymer hasefer v'somach the potter. The Gemara later on says yochi yayin nami niftari pas. The Gemara later on suggests that bread should pater even wine from a bracha, because if bread paters all foods, so bread should pater wine. Bread paters everything that's in the suda. It should pater the wine also. The Gemara says no yayin is going to bracha la'atzmai. But you see the Gemara have a mina that the bracha of hamaitzi paters even the wine. So for wine we said a special reason why it doesn't. But if out of the bracha of hamaitzi paters the Coca-Cola that you have in the suda. So I don't need the yayin to pater the Coca-Cola in the Suda. I have already the bread that's patering the Coca-Cola in the Suda. So therefore, it must be talking about, well, you don't have an amaitzi. We're not talking about a Suda. Stam, you're drinking wine. And together with the wine, you're having some other beverages. And nonetheless, the yayin paters the bracha from the other beverages. Now, Mr. Rush brings a bahag. If the Baha'i goes on Amaitzi, he does not pater their other beverages. Even though the Gemara having should pater wine, the Baha'i learns that the Gemara having but the Amaitzi should pater wine because wine is also Zayin. So the Amaitzi is able to pater it. But the other beverages that you have in the Suda, they're not Zayin at all. So why? What is say? Amaitzi doesn't pater it. You have a drink of water in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a shakl. That's the Shita of the Baha'i. We don't pass in that way. But there's such a Shita. Tefila Bahag. Maybe here we're talking about Yayin Betei Chasuda. But Tefila Bahag could be talking about Yayin Betei Chasuda. Hey, Akapanim, Taisha says, in Betei Chasuda, other beverages don't need a bracha anyway. So when we say yayin poter kol minei mashke, we must be talking about not in the suda. Taisa goes on, he says, "V'les hilchas k'vasei." The halacha is not like that. Shurim yipas b'teres ein halacha k'maisa yelak k'pasuk yelak k'psak r'papa. Taisa says the halacha, this halacha of Rav Chiya, that yayin poter kol mini mashkin, it's not la halacha, because Rav Chiya said two halachas. He said halacha that pas poter kol mini mashkin, that hamotzi paters peres, and he said, or even peres kol mini mashkin, and that yayin paters kol mini mashkin. In regard to peres, hamotzi patering peres, we don't pass them like Rav Chiya, we pass them like Rav Papa, that only dvarim abayim machmas hasuda, meat and potatoes, hamotzi paters. But peres b'teich hasuda, hamotzi does not pater. They need a bracha rishonim. So since we see that we don't pass them like Rav Chiya in regard to Rav Chiya, the first chiddush of Rav Chiya, that pas poter kol minei meichel, so we don't pass them like Rav Chiya in regard to the second chiddush, the yayin paters kol minei mashkin. And the Rosh is chaylut. The Rosh is just because we don't pass in the kafchi in one halacha, doesn't mean that we shouldn't pass in like him in the other halacha. Chiya said two different halachas. Pass by to kol minei meichel. Okay, that's shot down. We pass in like your papa, but the other halacha, yayin poter kol minei mashkin. We don't find that anybody argues with Chiya. So that's why shouldn't that be true la halacha? We don't have any reason to be doich that mei halacha. And if the Rosh passes, so that's the halacha shulchan aruch. The yayin taka pater kol minei mashkin. So he's a hezbo. What's in the kudus hamachlokes between Taisus and the Rosh? So what do you think? What could it be patali in this machlekes? We start our scholars double.
Rebbe, could it be related to the? To whether we say that the reason why wine would pater other mashkim is because of the same reason that bread paters other foods, and if they're the same svara, then if you reject one, then you reject the other.
Yeah, I think that's true. That the certainly part of the machlekes is that Taisus learned that this din that yain poter kol minei mashkin is related to the din that pater pas pater but pas poter kol minei mashkin, and if it's a package deal. And if one is not lalacha, the other is not lalacha. And the Rosh are not related. Pas poter kol minei meichel is one halacha, which is not lehalacha. And yayin poter kol minei meichel, kol minei mashke is a separate and unrelated halacha. So what is that tolim? So could be like this. Let's start with Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that pas pater is kol minei meichel. I'm sorry. Rav Papa says that pas paters dvarim haboim machmas hasuda. Doesn't pater things that are neshalei machmas hasuda, which according to Taisus means that foods that are rogel to come with the lechem, they're part of the suda. You normally eat them as part of the suda with lechem. So mela, the suda paters them even if you're not having them together with the lechem. The hamotzi paters them. The lesson of Taisus later is harigilim lo machmas hasuda. Since they're rogel to come in the suda with pas, so mimela they're part of the format of a suda that's with pas. So even though right now you're eating the not mamish together with the pas, there is pas at the suda. We're not eating mamish together with the pas, but it's b'toich hasuda, and they're regilim lo v'yim pas. So mimela they. The hamotzi paters them, but things that are not rogel to be eaten as part of the suda, so hamotzi doesn't pater them. So let's say b'pshutei poshim shatim taisus in this shita, which is the shita of Rav Yishayim, is that according to Rav Papa, anything that's rogel to be eaten as part of the suda, since it's tafel to the suda, it's tafel to the pas. The pas is the main thing in the suda. The suda revolves around the pas. Whatever is tafel to the Suda is potel is tafel to the pas. Whatever is rogel to be eaten is part of the Suda. So mimela is considered to be tafel to the pas. Maybe it needs fine tuning. Maybe there could be, we'll have to see, maybe later. If that's exactly the Havana, but I mean, maybe there's room for, maybe there's room for fine tuning. But Akapanim, it's the truth is it's midin that it's tougher to the Suda. If it's tougher to the Suda, it's tougher to the pass. Midin ikiv tafel. Is that a pasha to give a tafel? Tais is one of Tais's kashas in Rashi that Dvarim Abayim Machmas the Suda means the lafis is a pass. Tais is not a chiddush. It's a mishnah ikiv a tafel. We know ikiv pat is a tafel. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of a pop? So Tais is therefore learned. So it must be that. That so therefore that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi trap. We're talking about peanut butter. Peanut butter is a mishnah with reshes. The ikar pat is the tafel. So it's not peanut butter. It's balsa v'dogim and minikdera. Things that you're not mamish eating with the pas, but the rogel lovo you lovo b'toych hasudim pas. So it's not a pasha to ikar v'tafel. It's a chiddush. But the chiddush is midin ikar v'tafel. The chiddush is that anything that's part of a sudah is tafel to the pas. But not peres, because peres are not rogel lovo yim hasudah. They're not rogel to be eaten as part of the sudah. Rav Chiya disagrees. Rav Chiya says that Hamotzi Pat is Peiros too. Pas Paita Kol Minei Meichel. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that Rav Chiya agrees with the fundamental definition? Hamotzi Pat is things that are tafel to the Suda. He just is more expansive about what's tafel to the Suda. Rav Papa doesn't think that Peiros are part of that tafel to the Suda because they're not rogel to be eaten as part of the Suda. And Rav Chiya says, who cares what people, who cares what's rogel to be eaten as part of the Suda? You're making it part of the Suda. You are eating it in the Suda. So by you, it's tafel to the Suda. And if it's tafel to the Suda, it's tafel to the Pas. That's one possibility. Possibility number two is that Rav Chiya is a whole different thing. Rav Chiya agrees that Peiros are not tafel to the Suda. He agrees them and says Peiros are not tafel to the Suda. If they're not tafel to the Suda, they're not tafel to the Pas. Rav Chiya says, no, there's a new halacha. Pas paita kol minei meichel. Now, when you make hamotzi, you don't have to make any other brachas. Hamotzi is the, for some reason, and maybe this is not so clear what they're using, since hamotzi is the most chashuv bracha, hamotzi maybe is the closest to deraisa, the closest to birchas hamazon. Maybe other reasons. When you make hamotzi, it's like it's beroish, and hamotzi patters you from the need to make any other brachas, but not because it's tough. Not and mainly you don't have to make a brach on pears. There's an interesting lesson from Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Ayin Zayin. I think it's Aleph. Kufayin Zayin Aleph. Magen Avraham says a chiddush din. He says that even though Hamotzi patters meat and potatoes, we don't pass them kefir, we pass them kapop, of course. Now, so Hamotzi doesn't pat the pears, but it patters meat and potatoes and patters the meat there and so on, all the meal foods. So says the Magen Avraham, what if I'm not really interested in so much in eating bread? I'm having a little bit of bread because I need it. Maybe Shabbos, I need to make hamotzi, so I have to have a little bit of bread. But I really don't want to build my meal around bread. I'm gonna have a kezias of bread, and that's it. I'm not gonna have any more. So the Rambam wants to be mechadish. Not sure about it, but he wants to be mechadish that then the hamotzi doesn't pop there everything, because since you're not making hamotzi the staple of the meal, so it doesn't exempt the other foods can't be tafel to the hamotzi. It's a chiddush. The Rambam is not so sure. But the Magen Avraham adds a few words, and that's what I want to bring out. The Magen Avraham says like this. He says, "V'nir lead him any chofetz lechol pas." He doesn't want to eat bread, but ochel me'at pasum mevarachol of hamaitzi. He had a little bit of bread, and just to make hamaitzi. Any piter that says the Magen Avraham, he doesn't think it passes the other foods. The like kaimelon kiravchia, because we don't hold like kiravchia that pas patters kol minei meichel. We hold like a papa. The pas only patters dvarim aboyim machmas asuda. Since it only patters dvarim aboyim machmas asuda, so it's only if you really want to eat and make the bread the main part of the meal. That comes from the Magen Avraham. So the din itself of the Magen Avraham, not our concern so much right now. Magen Avraham himself is mesupik about it to suffer brachas. But our kapanim, you see that it was pashut the Magen Avraham that if we held like a chiyah, then this wouldn't be true. If we held like a chiyah that pas even patters peiros, then it would not make a difference if you want to build a meal around the pasanat. Even if just having the pas to have a kezias of hamotzi and Shabbos past patas kol minei meichel. But since we don't hold like a chiyah, we hold like a papa that the past only patas mean potatoes, foods that are part of the meal. So if you don't want to build a meal around the past, so then the past doesn't pata them. So Chayes Mavu that he taka learned the Gemara that Rav Chiyah is a different lamdas than a papa. Rav Papa is midin that the food that the meat and the potatoes are tuffle to the Suda, and if they're tuffle to the Suda, they're tuffle to the pas. And therefore, the Magen Rami wants to say a chiddush din on that basis that it's only if you want to talk if you're building the meal around the pas. But if you're only having the pas to be yotzi zayin, so then it wouldn't be true. And Rav Chiyah is a different din that our mitzi patas kol minei meichel, not because the mitzi is the staple is the bedrock of the meal, because the peiros are anyway not part of the meal. But it's tam a halacha, it's a chiddush din that hamitzi to din what Reb Chaim would call a din mesuyim. It's just a specific din that hamitzi patas kol minei meichel. Yeah, and the Kana ben Shoyel, why should that be true that hamitzi patas kol minei meichel? Why does hamitzi patas other brachas? Any of that? But I see in the Magen Avraham at least that that's not how we learned in Reb Chiya. The Reb Chiya is a new chiddush din that hamitzi, since it's the most chashuv of bracha. For foods, at least, the most chashuv bracha, it patas kol minei meichel. Even foods that have nothing to do with the meal. So I want to suggest that that's what Tosfos learned. Tosfos learned that hamitzi patas kol minei meichel is a chiddush din that hamitzi could pata foods that are not tuffle to the suda. That's why it patas peiros. So Meila, that Rav Chiya said that yayin patas kol minei mashke, as al derech zeh. The same way hamitzi is the most chashuv bracha and foods, it patas other foods. So yayin is the most chashuv bracha and a mashkin, patas other mashkin. But we don't hold like this whole chiddush. We don't have the whole thing. We hold that it's not true, and hamitzi doesn't pater other foods unless they're tuffle to the suda, because if they're tuffle to the suda, then they're tuffle to the bread, because the suda is built around the bread. So mechatesa, wine, we don't find anywhere such a thing by wine. We don't find that Coca-Cola is tuffle to yayin. Where do you find? You don't even see that in Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya didn't say that other foods are tuffle to yayin. Rav Chiya says you don't have to be tuffle in order for the bracha to pass. Hamitzi patas kol minei meichel, even though they're not tuffle to the suda and to the lechem, and yayin patas kol minei mashkin, even though they're not tuffle to the yayin, and that about is not la halacha. So if it's not la halacha, it's not la halacha. It's not la halacha in pas, not la halacha in yayin. That's places. And the Rosh is chaylik. The Rosh learned the other way, the other pshat, that Rav Chiya agrees to the basic lumdus that the way Hamitzi patas other foods is only because they're part of the Suda, and the Suda, they're tuffle to the Suda, and if they're tuffle to the Suda, they're tuffle to the Pas. Chiya happens to hold that Peiros could become tuffle to the Suda. That Peiros, if you have them as part of the Suda, they become tuffle to the Suda, and that we don't pass along. We hold that only meat and potatoes can become tuffle to the Suda. Peiros can't be tuffle to the Suda. That has nothing to do with wine. We see by Rav Chiya that mashkin are tuffle to yayin. In that, we don't find that Papa argues on that. So make a new machlekes. Rav Chiya and Papa have a specific machlekes. Can peiros be tuffle to the meal? But as far as whether Coca-Cola could be tuffle to yayin, Rav Chiya says that it could be. And lo yashkechem, we don't find anybody's chaylik. So in that stomach, unless we find anybody's chaylik in Rav Chiya in that regard, we have to assume that that much is la halacha. So therefore, the Rosh holds one thing: we don't pass in like Rav Chiya in regard to peiros because we know there are Papa argues by peiros. But it has nothing to do with Yayin. Yayin, we don't see anybody arguing. So by Yayin, the halacha is still like Rav Chiya. The Yayin path is called Minei Mashkin. A kofanim, yeah, maybe that's the pshat here in the Machlekes Tosfos in the Rosh. The Chakir thinks it's an important Chakir also. Just tell me what's pshat in Rav Chiya. Is the pshat in Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya agrees with the basic lumdus that in order to forget for lechem to pat their other foods, they have to be tuffle to the Suda. He's only more liberal about what could be tuffle to the Suda, or if he's a whole different lumdus entirely. It's not midin tuffle, not midin ikav tuffle. It's a new din. It's a din mesuyim. Again, in this din mesuyim, what's the havan? This din mesuyim, any of that, but it's a din mesuyim. But I see in the Magen Avraham like that. That's why I think I'm not afraid to say. I see in Magen Avraham that it's such a welcome to say. The Rav Chiya's halacha is hakka different halacha. It's halacha that hamaisi patas kol minei meichel. And then, I think Rashi's more mashmak. Rashi's silence, I think, is more like that. If the pshat in Rav Chiya was that peiros could be tuffle to the pas, Rashi should have said so. Again, if Rashi even more acutely, because Rashi holds that even meat and potatoes aren't tuffle to the pas. Only lifton, only peanut butter is tuffle to the pas, according to Rav Papa. So why did So if Rav Chiya thinks that even Peres can be tafel to the past, and Rashi from the beginning of the sugya has been paying, the only thing that be tafel, that could be tafel to the past is Dvarim that are coming lelachas past. Rashi said at the very beginning of Rav Huna Rav Nachman that Peres need a bracha rishona because they're not lelachas as a past, and to be an ikar b'tafel it has to be lelachas as a past. If Rav Chiya was chulak on that, so I would expect Rashi to say. If Rav Chiya is so no din past particle mina michael, it's like I don't know. So then. So that's the din. Has patas kolot. Hamaitzi patas all foods. You make hamaitzi, you don't have to make any other brachas. So, okay, fine. So that's it. There's nothing to explain. That's the din. Hamaitzi patas other brachas. That's the shtikas Rashi. Yeah, I would be happy if Rashi would tell me and explain an explanation. But it's either way. It's sure the Rashi. Why Rashi just says something. But I think it's easier if Rav Chiya is being mechadish a chiddush in dina ikar v'tochel. Rashi has been talking could be tuffle the whole sugya through. If Rav Chiya is being mechadish a new thing that no other amora holds, that something could be tuffle with that something could be tuffle to the past without being lafis the past. So Rashi ought to have said, if Rav Chiya is a new halacha all by itself, that what you see is what you get. Past path is kolmini meichel. So then that's the stimulus Rashi. Yeah, let's go on. Amora pop. Hilchasa. That's Rashi's gear saluma. The way of the world, that's Rashi's gear saluma. It's that the last division is Dvarim Haboim Lachar Asud. Even the Rashi in the Dibra Masnal says, well, let's do the Rashi Kaseda. Let's write the Rashi from the top. Dvar Mabayim Machmas Asuda, the first division of Rapapa, Dvar Mabayim Machmas Asuda, Rashi learns is the lafis ben mesapas, things that you're eating mamish on top of the bread. So they don't need a bracha l'shlif l'fneim to have a lutfeilo, because it's sacred, because it's a tofel. Like Rashi said at the beginning of the Sugya, it's a lafis pas, it's a tofel to the pas. Hilkoch kolmidi ben mozim ben perish, evilu lifton, anything that was brought to the table to be malafis sapas, aimed by even if it's Paris, but Paris could also be malafis sapas. But you could smear some avocado on your pas. So aimed by brocha lelefon of lelachrab that's tough to the pas doesn't need that a brocha rishon, that a brocha achrab. Shaloi machmasu b'toy chasuda. Rashi learns going daiso v'chenku v'trodin she'enon lifton uban lemozon ulasayva. So on the one hand, it's not lifton, it's not tough to the pas, but on the other hand, it's lemozon ulasayva. So they need a bracha lefneim, the laft failing, they're not tuffle to the pass. Ve'enem b'chal lechem, the nifter b'brichas hamaitzi. You can't make hamaitzi on them because they're not lechem. And they're not tuffle to the pass because they're not lafis hapas, nor is marashuk. They're not tuffle to the pass. And you can't make hamaitzi on them just that hamaitzi should go direct on them because they're not lechem. Hashem means lapuki b'brichas hamaitzi. But they don't need a bracha lechareim, the minei mozen inu b'brichas hamaitzi petrosim b'brichas hamaitzi patas. I said already many times in the sugya that I think Rashi learns Birchas Hamazon Patrosim means the Birchas Hamazon patas them independently. Not that the Birchas Hamazon patas them because they're tuffle to the sudur. The Birchas Hamazon does double duty. The Birchas Hamazon patas the bread. And the Birchas Hamazon separately patas also the foods that are coming Lemazon or Lusayva. In other words, la'apuke, this is stuff that I've talked through already. La'apuke, point to most Rishonim, there's a separate halacha in Rapapa, the third division of Rapapa, the way most Rishonim learn Rapapa. Once you take the bread away, and the bread is you were mesalak yadayim in a pas, whatever you bring out, doesn't matter whether it's meat and potatoes or whether it's pears, whatever it is, you can't bench on it anymore. Because the benching is on the Suda, the benching is not on things that are separate from the Suda. The benching is only on the Suda. Either because benching can't be on more than one thing, because benching is be'etzim only on the Suda. The benching is on the Suda. So anything that's not part of a Suda, for sure benching doesn't cover. So why b'toicha Suda, when it's b'toicha Suda, benching does cover you. It does cover meat and potatoes, and according to most Rishonim, it even covers pears that are b'toicha Suda. How does the benching cover them? The answer is because they're part of the Suda, and they become tuffel to the Suda. If they're tuffel to the Suda, benching can pat to them. I have to tuffel to the Suda, why can't I might see pat to them? Have to be shiny to be cat, to be potok, tam for hamaitzi, the path to them, it has to be able to be tofu to the hamaitzi, and that's more restrictive. To be tofu to the suda, not tofu to the bread, that's more expensive. So penris can't be tofu to the, they can't be tofu to the bread, but they can still be tofu to the suda. We'll see, again, when we talk to the other shittas from Yishayim, how they learn Rav Papa, so we'll grapple with them more. But Rashi doesn't have the whole thing, and Rashi, there's no such division in Rav Papa of things that are brought after you took the bread away. That doesn't exist in Rashi. So in Rashi, it could very well be that Hamaitzi goes. Rashi doesn't have, there's no reason in Rashi to make up this new rule that Hamaitzi can't do double duty. Hamaitzi could do double duty. Hamaitzi could go on the Siddur, and Hamaitzi can go on anything which is Lamazan or Lasaiva. So if it's Lamazan or Lasaiva, Sabichas Hamazan covers it also. So you wouldn't make, if you were only having cabbage just by itself, you wouldn't make Hamaitzi, doesn't need benching, so you wouldn't bench on it. And I don't even, I don't know what would be b'di'evit, but certainly you wouldn't bench on it. Maybe not even b'di'evit. But here I'm benching anyway. So I'm benching anyway on the Suda. Once I'm benching on the Suda, the Birchas HaMazon can also include anything that's Lamazon or L'Saibah. But not because it's tough to the Suda. The Birchas HaMazon can go separately on the Kruva and not to try that anything that's Lamazon and that's Lamazon and L'Saibah. And I'm thinking now that I have even a dig to this Lipshit. Because when Rashi is explaining, when he's talking here about the Krub and Trodin and all of these, the dice of Krub and Trodin, so the Hamaitzi does not cover them, but the Birchas HaMazon does. So when Rashi was explaining why the Hamaitzi does not cover them, so Rashi said two things. He said they need a Baruch HaLefneim, Hamaitzi doesn't cover them, because they're not Tofel, they're not Tfeil and Inu, Ve'ena Mechal Lechem, and they're not bread. What's they're not bread? Who thinks Krub is bread? Does anybody think cabbage is bread? Like, why does Rashi even have to speak that out? You should say they're not tofel to the bread. Hamaitzi lechem in the oritz doesn't pop the cabbage because the cabbage is not peanut butter. It's not on the bread. It's not tofel to the bread. So the hamaitzi doesn't cover it. Why does Rashi have to add hamaitzi doesn't cover them because they're not tofel to the bread and they're not bread? Should go without saying. Why did Rashi have to say it? I think the pshat is Moshe pshat because it's in contradistinction to benching, which does pop to them. Hamaitzi does not part to them, and benching does. So Rashi says, Hamaitzi does not part to them, because they're not tuffle to the pass, and they're not bread. So they're not tuffle to the pass, so the Hamaitzi can't cover them as a tuffle to the pass. And they're not bread, that Hamaitzi should cover them directly. Because you can't say Hamaitzi lechem l'oritz on something that's not bread. It's a sheker. In contradistinction to Birchas HaMazon, which does part to them, not because they're tuffle to the bread. They're not tuffle to the bread. But Birchas HaMazon patters them because in Birchas HaMazon, you don't say a word about lechem. There's nothing about lechem in Birchas HaMazon. In Birchas HaMazon, you talk about mazon. Mazon they are. So Hamaitzi can't cover them because they're not lechem. But Birchas HaMazon could patter them because they are mazon. That's Pashup Shad and Rashi. So, you see in Rashi, the Havana, again, reinforced that the Havana in Rashi is that Birchas HaMazon patters them not because they're tofel. Not potel. Tofel is reserved for the lapis sapas. They're not tofel. They're not the lapis. So we're out of the world of tofel. So how does Birchas HaMazon part to them? Because they're Muslim. They may not be lechem, but they're Muslim. So you can't say them Hamaitzi, but you could say them Birchas HaMazon. So that's Rav Papa's second division. And then the third division of Rav Papa is Dvorim HaBoyim L'Acher HaSudah. So Rashi says Dvorim HaRegilim Lovay Acher HaSudah. So even though here the Dibur HaMaskel in Rashi is Dvarim HaRegilim, so one might be tempted to think that Rashi had the Girs in the Gemara, Dvarim HaRegilim Lo Vayachar HaSukkah. But Rashi in Chulin is before that he had the Girs that we have. Dvarim HaBoyim L'Achar HaSukkah. Rashi is explaining what Dvarim HaBoyim L'Achar HaSukkah means. Dvarim HaBoyim L'Achar HaSukkah doesn't mean you bring them L'Achar HaSukkah now. Because it means that they're rugged to be brought. HaBoyim means that they generally come after the Sukkah. You're going Paris, which generally come after the Suda. And I think according to Rashi, after the Suda means after Birchas HaMazon, not before Birchas HaMazon, like in the other Rishon. Now it's normal, Paris are normally brought after the Suda entirely, like the Kloyas and the Pasel Babakistan that Rashi had before. Dvarim HaRegilim Lo Ve'Lach HaSuda. You usually bring them after the Suda. Now you happen to bring them B'Toch HaSuda, but they're not foods that normally, they march to a different drummer. They're not normally part of the Suda altogether. They're Rogel Lo Ve'Lach HaSuda. So even though it happens to be that you're eating the B'toich HaSudah, like Peiros, I feel like but it's since he's not bringing it lifton, so tuna bracha ben lefneim the left failing in him, but ben lachareim they'd be chasam mazon petrosim the left bezayin in him. They're not coming from mazon because their foods are their parents. Their foods are generally eaten not as part of a suda. Why are they eating not as part of a suda? Because they're not mazon. They're parents. Parents are not mazon. You eat them as a snack, as a thing that you eat by itself. So the mele bechasam mazon doesn't pat. That's how Rashi learns her problem. So b'kitzur, according to Rashi, it comes out that according to our papa, the three divisions of our papa are lifton. Lifton doesn't need any bracha because it's tough to the pass. The second division of our papa is mina potatoes. Mina potatoes and kuv and so on. They need a bracha lefneim because they're not lechem, but they don't need bracha lachreim because they are mazon. They are mazon. Even kuv and tzadin apparently are mazon, even though they're not. Even though they're not mezonos. They're not mezonos. It's an interesting thing. According to Rashi, Kruv and Trodin are called mazon, they're coming to mazon or l'saiva. Right? Daiso, Kruv and Trodin, they're all called mazon because they come to mazon or l'saiva. I said something to Gemara at the beginning of the parak, when we had the sugi about the Dagon. Gemara says that Boyer Mini Mezonos is only Dagon. And the Gemara is the kasha from the Mishnah called Zon includes all kinds of foods. And the Gemara says, I know them and Amazon is also in all kinds of foods. Gemara says, no, I know them and Amazon is only also in dogman. The person is also in all different kinds of foods except for Mayim and Kmeya, except for water and vitreous, is Kolaz, is it was no different from Kolazon. So it's Mawin Akamara that the Mazon is reserved for dogman. So how does Rashi over here say that Kruv and Trodin is coming the Mazon or the Saiva? Yeah.
In Tosus' Girsa of Rashi in the first red line, he has the Girsa of Lazun, not Lamazun.
Lazun or the Sailor? Mm-hmm. Going to show the other way around. Because Paris are also if a person neither from anything that's Zon, he's also in Paris.
Rabbi, could it be a contrast to the Mishnah's din of parperes l'ham shechasa?
Meaning Rashi over here is using Lamazon and Lasaiva, but not in the sense of that Gemara. Rashi here is using it in the sense of not Laham Shechus, not as an appetizer, and not just for the Mesikos. It's coming to fill you up. That's by Emes. Stop may have to say something like that. And when Rashi is the Muslim Lasaiba, he doesn't mean Muslim in the technical sense of Dagon, like I know them in a Muslim. And he doesn't mean that it's Zon, because even Paris says Zon. He means Lasaiba. The gear is Lasaiba. It's coming Lasaiba.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In Rashi earlier on the Amud, Bein Lifnei Bein Lacharehem, he says Zelo Pater Alamidi Design Vahani Lazaini. So I think you'd see from there also that Rashi is not using them in
right.
a literal sense.
Not using it in that sense of zon, like in the dark.
Yeah, also because we saw the Gemara and Yud Beis Amud Aleph that also applies the technical term of Zion to Tamarim, which is
right, which are
so
also.
Which clearly isn't what's going on. I mean, that's Dafka, the example that's not Zion in this case. So it has to be.
You see, there's some third category. There's Muslim, which is Dagon, and there's Kolazon, which is anything except for water and entities. And then there's something else, the Muslim or the Saiba, some middle ground of Muslim and Saiba. Okay, so anyway, because according to Rashi, we have the three divisions of a pup are three different kinds of food. They're not time periods. There's not dessert in the middle of the meal. And Rashi doesn't exist, b'chav. But there's three different kinds of foods. You have foods that are lafis sapas, and those are the first division. They don't need adabrach or the shayim adabrach achayim. And then there's the foods that are not, that are lamazim or lusayba. They do need a bracha rishayna, but they don't need a bracha achayim. And then there's peris that are not coming lamazim or lusayba altogether, and normally don't even have them as part of the meal. It happens to be now you're eating them as part of the meal. So then the bracha, then they are totally disconnected from the meal, and they need a bracha ben lefnei ben lacharein. When Rashi comes out, their pump is like of sheshes in the Gemara. Before Lucher. Because that was a Sheshus, the parents need a bracha lefnei melacharei. Is heavy.
What about the Gemara on Lamed Tes? The Kruv of Zayin, and then Tais Makim to the August.
The what?
On Lamed Tes?
Yeah.
The Kruv of Zayin. They said the Kruv of Zayin, that's why it's Makim.
Yeah, that Gemara would be like this Zayin, like Agamor Zayin.
That's Kruv.
That's cool. Yeah, Kubis Lutai Lamazan. Or Lozan. Lozan or Saiba. Well, I'm not sure what they're right. Maybe it's Lozan or Lamazan. But Kapanim, you talk to see from Nakamura also that there's this middle ground of between water and Dogon. There's a middle station.
Why is it Zion in comparison to the Progus? And they also. Can they also come in the middle of the meal?
I mean, the progress are also the same.
Yeah.
Well, but Zion, there it says progress and not Zion. Rashi over here said Daisa, Kruv, and Trodden. Would Rashi think that progress and not the that progress and not Lamaz and Lasaiba? It's hard to believe.
Ready?
Yeah, I don't know.
On the mission on the next Amud, Rebbe gives Rashi gives Pargios as an example of just an appetizer. Only by the Hamshacha Achila. Which I think is Masha that it's not on the mission on the bottom of the number.
Maybe Taka, maybe Dogim not. Maybe Pargios not. Only the Hamshacha Achila can Pargios for Dogim. They're called Paparis. You have a Pascal Potter set up Paris. which is that was one of Tosafot's kashas on Rashi. Yeah, maybe they're happy. Maybe you're right. It's a good observation. Rashi puts progrios together with things with parperis that are lahamshicha sachilo, that they're lahamshicha achilo. You have them as an appetizer, and they're not maybe lubslumot. They're not. That's the Gemara Namah Tes Taka. So maybe in Agamara when you have the three divisions of a papa, so dvarim haboy machmas asudah. That's Rashi's daiso kruva trodim. So maybe those are things that attack a lamazon or l'saiva. So Hamayshi doesn't patter them. Hamayshi doesn't patter them because Hamazon patters them. But they're lamazon or l'saiva. But what about progeis? Because Hamazon won't patter progeis. No, let's talk of the din according to Rashi. Because I wasn't part of the progress. It's interesting. It's a papa talks about things that are rogalovi achasuda. What about things that are rogalovi lifneasuda? Like dog and progress. Rashi in the Mishnah says those are things that come before the Suda, because they're only lahamshichasachilo. Then you have the Suda. But our Papa doesn't have such a division. Dvarim, she have a division. Dvarim habayim lifnei ha-Suda. I don't know. Let's see Taisus. Taisus Hilchas Dvarim Abayim Tech Hasuda Machmas Hasuda the Pirsha countries. The laugh is famous a pass and to the Bracha the Havilut fail. Taisus Lena Hero. Tim Kane must need any. The Bracha the Kirpa it is at fail. Micah Mashmalot. What's the Kiddush of a Papa's first division? Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasuda. If it means the laugh is a pass. So then it's Mishnah Mefureshes, that it's part that it's a tuffle. What's the chiddush of a papa? What's so terrible? Maybe it's not a chiddush. The other two things in there, the other two divisions are a chiddush. Every one of the three has to be a chiddush. He's being misadder, all the levels. You have the laugh of sapas, yeah, it's not a chiddush. But then you have Dvarim Habayim Shalayim Machmas Shalayim, you have Dvarim Habayim Shalayim Machmas to the Ptechasudah. That's Taka Chiddush, Paris. Hard to hear what's exactly this kasha. Boyd kasha effect Taisus to Parach Besomach Yain Nami Niftere Pass. The Gemara is later that Yain also should be Nifter with the Pass. My kasha, but like Kishishaisim HaYain, ain't it fail the Pass? And I'm immediately the top of the Pass, maybe not. If Dvarim Abayim Machmas Hasudah is only things that are tofel to the pas mamish, because the laugh is a pas, things are mamish tofel to the pas, not just to the sudah. So what's the most kasher from a yai? Yai is not tofel to the pas. You're not, the yai is not a laugh is a pas. In the fire of Pirsha Kuntres, yai nami niftrei pas means kishashara pitei b'yai, when you're dunking the bread in wine. Then it's like the laugh is a pas, then the wine is like peanut butter. It's the havel yai a tofel, then it's mamish a tofel. That's not mistaken because the Ashken Shiva binyan zeh. Who says you do make a bar pirkov in such a case? The Mercy for Gashi, Yayanami. If it's talking about a person's dunking his bread in the wine, maybe in a chanami, maybe Taka don't make a bar pirkov. Who says you do? Bar Gemara means Yayim if they ask me. So Yayim if they ask me, what's the most kasha? Elabadi Mari Bishtiel. So it's a kasha in Rashi. It's Bishlam acquainted Taisus. That Dvarim Habayim Machmas HaSudah means things that are normally eaten as part of the Suda. So Yain is also eaten as part of the Suda. According to Rashi, that means the things that you spread on bread. Yain is not something that you spread on bread. So what was the Gemara's kasha from wine? Maybe it's a welcome to talk a very share kasha and Rashi Lutar. The lesson more related when it but when it asks this kasha, it starts off Sholas ben Zayma. Mipnei ma amru dvorim haboyim machmas asudu b'tei chasudu enum tunu baruch alay lefneim v'lay lachareim. Amru lehem hayu pas betrosim. And then the Gemara says, Yochi yayin nami nifteri pas shani yayin dvorim baruch alay atzma. Maybe Rashi learned. Ben Zoma didn't answer them that it's tuffle to the pass. That Dvarim HaBoyim Achmas Suda, the reason why they don't eat a brach is because they're tuffle to the pass. It's in a different word. Hoyl upas petrosim. Mifrat. According to Rashi, the reason why pass partners them is because they're tuffle to the pass. So that's a Mishnah. That's the Mishnah of Ikka B'Tuffle. So what were they asking Ben Zayma? Why didn't Ben Zayma answer them? It's a Mishnah. Right, Ben Zayma was a Tana. Maybe that's not so sure. He should have said, maybe Rashiel, he should have said, that the pass is Ikka, and this is a Tuffle. Actually, at the beginning, the sugya said that what's lachis the pass is a double pasha. Then it's that the bread part is it because that's the mission of kol she'ikra b'mitfeilah. At the very beginning, the sugya said that we can't be talking about fruits that are coming lachis the pass because then nobody will be chaylik. It's a mission of bereshis kol she'ikra b'mitfeilah. Mavar chaylikah pointer set feilah. What's lachis the pass goes into the mission. So what's this whole din of dvarim about koyt tais is better? The din of kol she'ikra b'mitfeilah is not the Mishnah. It's not the pasha to din of the Mishnah. It's talking about meat and potatoes, things that are not smeared on the bread. They're just toppled to the sutta. But since they're toppled to the sutta, they're toppled to the past. But the fi Tosfos, the fi Rashi, dvarim habayim achmas sutta means l'lafis hapas. L'lafis hapas. So what's been Zayim answering? How the past petrosim? Then there's something else that bothers me, really. I don't know that I have a terrorist any of this. What is my answer? They asked Ben Zayma, why is Zayma, why Machmas Suda, why do they not eat that? He says, Hoyle Vapas Petrosim. So let's say it means Ikka V'Tofel. Right? According to Rashi, that's what it means. That's the Din of Ikka V'Tofel. Zayma Machmas Suda is the Din of Ikka V'Tofel. So they asked him, Ihochi Ayanami. So what's the Kasha? The wine should also be Tofel to the Pass. He says, yes, Mechatesa. Yeah. Okay, that's the Kasha. But let's say, The Gemara's kasha was that the wine should be tuffle to the pass. So what's the Gemara's answer? It's going brocha l'atzma. And if something is going brocha l'atzma, it can't be a tuffle. I bring a raya that it could. We had the Gemara earlier in that mem on the base. The Gemara has had a machlekes. So the Mishnah says that akulam mama shakalim v'dera yotza. So Rav Papa said, chutz mina pasim mina yayin. Pas and yayin are exceptions to the rule. Shakal nivadur doesn't patent them. So what did Rashi over there say? Why are pas and yayin exceptions? The top of mem on the base. What did Rashi say?
Like mitocha shivutam kevu bracha tzman. Or something.
Take a look. Half Rashi, a memon base. Chutzman a pasim na yayin.
Koim bracha harbe laatzma.
Yeah. Kiramina la kamon. Shagarim brachas harbi laasman mekidish abdolo berichas chasanim. He quotes the Gemara and he quotes our Gemara. Ben he quotes Ben Zayma. He asks Ben Zayma yochi yain ami. So Ben Zayma said hayol yain goyim brachal asmi. What does Rashi say? But else yain goyim brachal asmi. The top Rashi in Beisim et Aleph. The kama mekayim usubam brachal of af pishlo yitzchichem l'shtiyosim. Rashi in Mem Beis cites that Gemara as the pshat in Efuna. Kedamino lekamon shagarim brachas harbi laasman mekidish abdolo berichas chasanim. We talked about the Rashi a little bit at the time. Rashi learns it's the same din. Goyer brochel atzmi. The yain goyer brochel atzmi means that you make a bichur that bari piagofen is not only in the hanov the yain. There's a lot of times you make a brochel bari piagofen even though you're not interested in the hanov the yain. It's a brochel in the chetz of the yain. You see by bichus chasanim, kiddush and abdullah, you're not interested in the shtir. You make a brochel bari. You have to make a bari piagofen because brochel akleis needs a bari piagofen. So you see the yain is goyer brochel atzmi. It's not only a brochel mitzad the hanov. It's a brochel and the chetz of the yain. And that's the Gemara that Mebeis and Rashi says that's the reason why Shahakal doesn't pater pass for Yain. So it's but Rav Huna's told that pass also not only Yain. So what does pass have to do with Garim Baruch Alasmai? So we said at the time either because pass could also make Kiddushan, so it's also called this Garim Baruch Alasmai, or maybe pass you don't need this form Garim Baruch Alasmai. So the Pasha that it has the same Chashivas as Yain. It's Mavur and Nakamar that Pas and Yain are both fall under the heading of Goyim Baruch Al Asma. Whatever Chashivas Goyim Baruch Al Asma gives, Pas and Yain both have. Can Pas be a Tuffel? Can bread be a Tuffel?
Yeah.
About it. Right? Maliach, the Pas can be the Maliach Pas. That's the case. That's the Mishnah's case if we give a Tuffel. Is that you have Dag Maliach and you have bread, and the bread is Tuffel to the Dag. So you see that that bread, agam, it's on the same level as yayin, it's going brachal atzmi, or equivalent to going brachal atzmi. It could still be a tuffel. So what's going on in Agamar? The Gemara said, they ask Ben Zayma, why do you have to make a bracha? So he said, hoilu pas matros. And l'chayim means that it's a tuffel, because that's how Rashi learns baruch papa. That the reason why you don't make a bracha and dvarma boi machmas is because they're tuffel. So they ask him, yochi yayin ami. What does that mean? The yayin should also be tuffel to the pas. Tosis asks, why should the yayin be tofel to the pas? Not the lapis. Yeah, that's Tosis' kasha. But I'm adding, if the Gemara's kasha is means that the yayin is tofel to the pas, so what's the Gemara's teretz is going brochel atzmai? Things are bread is also going brochel atzmai, and it's certainly and it's nonetheless quite able to be a tofel. So why can't yayin be a tofel? It's mukhlat that Rashi is not learning the Gemara that if Ben Zayma we're not talking about ikav tofel. When Ben Zayma said hoyle pas petros, and he didn't mean midin ikav tofel. It would be tempting to say that Rashi and Ben Zayma was something more like a chiyah. It's not midinik of a tafel. It's a din mesuyim that the hamaytzi path is all different for all different hamaytzi path is all birchas anen, and then a shapat a yayin too. Like a chiyah holds by Paris. That hamaytzi path is all foods. So you say, what about yayin? So no, yayin going brachal asmi. So that then it doesn't have. Yeah, of course, the problem in Pshat is, but what the Yes Ben Zayma was from Dvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda, which according to Rashi means the lafis is a pas. And if it's a lafis is a pas, so who needs any fancy? What does Ben Zayma need the fancy lumbus that chayelu pas betrosim? It's pashut midinik betochel. The ma'aseh mashmat in the sugya that Ben Zayma's answer chayelu pas betrosim, he wasn't saying midinik betochel, and he should have said it's ikur betochel. It's a Mishnah. You should have said Hoyle that this is that the pass of the Iker and the Dorm Habon Lalaf is the pass of a Tuffel, and that's a Mishnah, and that's the din of the Mishnah, called Shi Iker being a Tuffel, Mavarachal Iker, Paiter is a Tuffel. And then there wouldn't be Mokum to ask from Yayin. And then the guy, Moris Kashi, because why is Yayin a Tuffel? The kids say, it's Mashmah, it's not Midinik of a Tuffel. Because then what's the Kashi from Yayin? And what's the Teres from Yayin? It's not Midinik of a Tuffel. And Ben Zayin was saying something, was saying another din. Yeah, about a shrimp because it's Dvarma by Machmas Zudel. It is an ikav tofel. Now, I'm not saying a teres of Tosis Kasha, but I'm saying besides Tosis's cheshbon that how could Yain ever be a tofel? I mean, toich the sug itself lechar it's muchav that Ben Zayma was not being done with an ikav tofel. Aside from his loshen. And sigh from the Gemara's teretz, Yain going brachal atzmi. Yain going brachal atzmi has nothing to do with it. It has nothing The chara has nothing to do with the kibbutafel. It's not a remedy for the kibbutafel. If the yayin would be a tafel, then going baruch alatmi wouldn't help. The answer is not a tafel. So then what does that have to do? So I don't know. I don't do this. I don't know where to take this. There's not even any Rashi. It's interesting also. There's no Rashi on this. And Ben Zayin. Unless maybe we'll say Machmas Hadoichuk, that even though when they asked Ben Zayim the question, they asked him about Dvarim Abayin Machmas Hasuda, which means Dvarim that are Lelafes. But Ben Zayim's answer, Hayolu Pas Petrosan, was Mashma that it's not limited to Dvarim Shabayim Lelafes. The answer, the general rule, Hayolu Pas Petrosan, that Hamaitzi Patas other brachos. Al Derech of Chil. So they asked him, if that's the case, say Yayin Ami. Paskin pater all brachas, so shapata bichasayin too. That means the tuffle. The wine's not a tuffle. You're not dipping your bread into the wine. Stop. If bread pater is all brachas, is why not yayin? So he said, no, yayin is going brachalas. Yeah, but apparently that's a very big doichuk. Very big. I don't know. It's mutually asked what to do with this. What to do with this? I say one more question to Rashi. Maybe we'll just read the question. Also, a very short question. Taisa says, "But I'd caution Mashapish Rashi Dvarim Habayim Shalay Machmas Hasuda B'Teichasuda." Up to now, Taisa is talking about the first division. Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasuda, which Rashi learns means the lafis, and the second division of Papa Dvarim Habayim. They need a bracha. They don't need a bracha rishayna, but they do need a bracha rishayna. But they don't need a bracha chayna. So Rashi learns it means dvarim abayim shloim machmas asuda b'teich asuda going daisa v'trodin v'kruv she'enam shel lifton. They're not a lifton. V'bam lozon l'saiva tun a bracha l'fneim the laft failin inu since they're not geshmirt on the bread. They're not a tafel. When you turn b'yuchas amos and demini mosan inu. But because I wasn't baptized them, because they're also Muslim. Like the hero, the amina b'masnisin birichal apas pater esapa peres. The next Mishnah says that if you make a bracha v'amaytzi, it paters the paperis. Paperis Rashi learns is mina kloyus that they would eat after the suda. Kisni and lachmoni is pasavah b'kisnin. Right, they would have these foods they would have after the Suda. And the Gemara says in Gemara Farsh, do din call my sick there. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that my sick there also. Call shke my sick there. If past patters the bracha on kisnin and papyrus and these desserts. So Kolshkein, that the bracha and hamaitzi pater is Maisik Deira. Maisik Deira is Daiso. So it's a Mishnah Mufureshes. It's a Mishnah Mufureshes that the bracha and pas pater is a Maisik Deira. You make hamaitzi, then if you have Daiso afterwards, it's pater. So it's a Mishnah Mufureshes, not like Rashi. The Chara Bam Kashan Hashim. على مخشبة، على مخشبة. The Mishnah is like this. The Mishnah says, "Birchal Ayayin Shalnei Amos and Potus Yashal Achay Amos and Birchal Apaperish Shalnei Amos." It's complicated. The Mishnah, but right now I don't want to get involved with the details. But then the end of the Mishnah is, "Hayu Yoishin Kol Echad Me'echad Me'barach La'atzma." He says, "Bo Echad Me'barach L'Kulam." That if they're sitting not Be'Sebo, so there's no kriyas together, so everybody makes the bracha for themselves. If they're Be'Sebo, then Echad Me'barach L'Kulam. Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah, he starts off. Rashi says this whole protocol that we have in the Mishnah that there was yayin lefnei amazon and yayin lachar amazon, and there were paprois lefnei amazon and paprois lachar amazon. Rashi calls this seder hasebo. It's a Mishnah about hasebo. The end of the Mishnah is for sure about hasebo. It says that in order for doing mitzvah you have to have hasebo. But Rashi says even the beginning of the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah about Seder HaSeba. So I want to say, that Rashi holds that there's a difference between when you have a Seba and you don't have a Seba. When you have a Seba, so then the bracha of the past patas taka the paperis, patas the maisik there, patas the other foods. Because the Seba connects everything. The Seba connects everything. There's one kriyas. So the kriyas not only does connect the people, it connects the various things that are in the meal. So even though you're not having the other foods, mamish l'laf is sapas. But since it's one seder is Seba, so then the bracha and the pastak, the pat is the paper. That the Rashi says by us, that dvar ma'boim machmas asudu, that dvar ma'boim, that meat and potatoes, the hamitzi doesn't pater, that's without a sable. Without a sable, so it's not connected to the pas, unless it's the lachas of pas mamish. When it's the lachas of pas, then it's organically connected to the pas. When it's not the lachas of pas, then it's not tuffle to the pas, because it's not connected to the pas, unless there's a say there's a, when there's a say there's a sable that got with the whole protocol. Paproish lefei amazon and paproish lachar amazon. So then everything's mechubet to lechem. Then the bracha on the lechem to talk about. Now, throwing it out there, if it's shy to say something. Otherwise, the Pella, I mean, the Tosafot of Kashan Rashi is very strong Kashan. He's making Rashi against the Mishnah Mefureshes. Okay, we'll have to see. Now let's stop here. Okay, see you in Shishem tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.